Morning. Welcome to worship at University United Methodist Church. I'm Steve Bick, and welcome you on the second Advent morning. Whatever brings you here today, custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world.
Hi, I'm Jeannie, and in this hat I'm wearing is the director of the Christmas Eve pageant. And as you can see from the slide, right now we have an empty manger. So if you know of any babies or grandbabies that will be in town on December 24th who would like to play the role of Jesus, and maybe Mary and Joseph if the parents are with them, please see me afterwards. Also, I'm looking for shepherds and angels and readers. So if you are in kindergarten or above and would like to participate in the pageant, you can come see me about that too. Thanks.
Many things happening this morning. Let me just point a few things out to you. If you are new to us and need to find out more about who we are and what we do, we have a red visitor's packet. Looks like this. Can be found both at the back part of the sanctuary and certainly off to the side door to your right. Inside a black folder that's at the end of each of the pews has a number of papers in it. I just quickly explain what those are. If you're new to us, would you select the yellow paper, please? That just helps us know that you're visiting us. We're very excited that you're here, and we want to reach out to you. It's just a way for us to separate it. Obviously, if you've been to us before, there's a lavender one in there. Both slips have things on them at the top of the form. Lets us know that you're here. The middle portion lets us know of any prayer concerns that you might have. We do share those as a community of faith later on in the service. And the bottom portion gives us an update for any pertinent personal address, so forth, information. So certainly please do that. Also inside the black folder this morning, there's an Advent card. We have a number of very exciting events that are coming up as we prepare for the birth of Jesus. And we want to make sure that you are aware of those opportunities and have a chance to participate in those. If you need restrooms or childcare, those are both available to you. Certainly out these doors to my right, your left, follow the signs back there. Also part of our safe sanctuary, we want to make sure that our young ones are always accompanied by an adult should they need to leave the service at any time. And a few other items that are in your bulletin, let me quickly point those out to you. One of which is the holiday nuts. No, I'm not nuts, but we do have nuts for you this morning. And those are available and need to be picked up. I had to stress that. Please get them right after the service. They'll be out in the gathering room area for you. You can get those before you head down to our luncheon. And everybody's certainly welcome. We have plenty of food. If you didn't bring any food and if you didn't bring any table settings and so forth, please let you know that you're welcome. And please, please, please join us downstairs. It's a tremendous time. We have lunch, we sing some Advent caroling music and so forth, and it's a fabulous time. Please join us afterwards for that. With that, in their bulletin, there's a number of other items having to do with our Christian music and our pageant and bringing in Christmas and our Christmas dinner. One item that unfortunately did not get in there was about our fair trade coffee, which we do sell to support the farmers in those areas of coffee. Unfortunately, that won't be sold today because of the Advent dinner. But will be sold next week in the gathering room. So it says plenty of every type of coffee and very good for Christmas gifts. There's no more gifts to have to wrap this morning. There's no shopping that has to be done. But what you need to do as we prepare for service and for this worship is to know that you are loved. And you're loved, and we prepare for the Christ child that's coming shortly. So let's be in this meditation as we begin our worship.
Good morning. I'm so glad to see all of you. I'm the pastor here. I'm so honored to say that I am the pastor here and that my name is Alicia Wood. And I'm so glad to see all of you and to welcome you here. I just want to give you a quick overview of A Christmas Carol. You just heard those bells ring. Those are so important to set the scene for A Christmas Carol. Because Scrooge, this mean guy who all he wants is money, is visited by some ghosts in the Dickens carol, A Christmas Carol. And Scrooge hears these bells toll, and then the ghost visits. First, it is the ghost of his friend who has died about 7 years ago, Marley. And so Marley comes to warn him, and Marley wears these chains. They don't look exactly like this. They're heavy chains. Marley wears chains, and after his death, he's been he is kept down by these chains, and he cannot be released from these chains. And so he comes to warn Scrooge that if you don't change your ways and open your heart, you're going to end up like me when you die. And then the bells toll again, and the ghost of Christmas Past comes to visit Scrooge, and this ghost takes Scrooge back in time to a few specific moments in Scrooge's life that meant something to him. And that's as far as we're going to go today, because today we're going to talk about the ghost of Christmas Past and what it might mean for us today. So, anyone who has ever been in therapy knows that shining a light on our past requires courage and hope. When the ghost of Christmas Past makes a visit, Scrooge is immediately afraid of the light that emanates from it. But as he begins the terrifying journey, he sheds a tear for the disappointment of his own past, and compassion slowly begins to make an appearance in his life. How will we be inspired to share hope in the midst of the world's heartbreak?
Star child, earth child, go between of God. Love child, Christ child, heaven's lightning rod. This year, let the day arrive when Christmas comes for everyone, everyone alive. Please remain seated and join me in the opening prayer. Holy living God, blessed Jesus, guiding spirit, as we embark on a journey of remembering the past, we look to you, the Redeemer of all of life, and thank you that through you, no past hurt, no disappointment or grief is outside of your care and forgiveness. Open us to your miracle just begun, and in this season, transform us into those whose giving brings peace in a turbulent world. Open to us, other, and to the voices no one hears, so that your reign of mercy, justice, and love can be made known to all. Grown child, old child, memory full of years, sad child, lost child, story told in tears. This year, let the day arrive when Christmas comes to everyone, everyone alive.
Today we light the candle of hope. Hope
is that which keeps us moving towards God's light, instead of wandering aimlessly without a compass, without a guide. Hope is what keeps us alive and living life with purpose. We light the candle of hope because hope is the destination of our faith.
This year, let the day arrive when Christmas comes for everyone, everyone alive. Please rise or sit as you are comfortable and join me in singing, God Almighty, We Are Waiting. God Almighty, we are waiting for a Savior to appear. Meet us in our desert journey. Give a sign that you are near. Burning bushes, parted waters, food aplenty in the world. As we look for signs and wonders, help us see you in a child. God incarnate, we are waiting for the feast day of your birth. Looking back and looking forward to Christ's return to earth, help us to proclaim the gospel till the world is reconciled. Let us set your holy table for each woman, man, and child. God the Spirit, we are waiting for your presence here and now. Humbled by our sinful weakness, at your mercy we will bow. Search our hearts and make us ready. Speak in language strong and mild. Help each one of us, your people, receive you like a child. We have a tradition here of greeting one another by shaking hands and saying good morning or peace be with you. But in honor of the second week of Advent, I invite you to pass the peace of Christ with your neighbors, saying, may you be filled with hope. May we do that now.
Okay. All right. Would the children please join me up front here?
Come, little children, to the silent manger. Come, little children, see the mystery. Come, little children, to the little stranger. Come, little children, to nativity. Come, little children, to the little brother. Come, little children, hear the baby cry. Come, little children, to Mary, Mother. Come, little children, see the star on high.
Morning, everyone. It's so great to see all of you. So, do you remember Miss Jackie? She helped us last week, and she's going to help us again this week. So I want to do a special prayer, and I need your help to do all the action steps, okay? So let's start. God bless us, everyone. Let the busyness, life's busyness keeps us on the run. So let's run in place. All right. But we make room for your son. Remember baby Jesus. We're going to rock baby Jesus in our arms. The work of love has just begun, so we're going to rub our hearts. God bless us, everyone, and we're going to include everyone. Amen. With our hands together. So, Advent is a time we start looking for Jesus' birth. We start listening for Jesus' birth and opening our eyes to all the things we see around our world. And it gives us a great opportunity to look for God moments. So let's open our ears and see what we hear. That's the bell. Let's go find the bell. Let's go see if we can find the bell. Oh, they found it fast this week. Okay, you have something for me. And what does this say, everyone? Oh, did you just get stepped on? What does this say? To the children. So let's see what it says inside. What does it say?
Hope.
Hope. And today we're going to talk a lot about hope, aren't we? So let's go back up front here, because I have something to ask you as we walk up front. Hope. What a wonderful message as we continue to prepare for Christmas and the coming of Jesus. When people talk about hope, they often think about the future. Today, let's think about hope. And I'm going to have you sit this time, okay? Because whenever I'm going to recall the Christmas story, and every time that you hear me say the word change or changed, I want you to change the position you're sitting, okay? So the way you're sitting right now is one way. What's another way if I say change? How would you move to sit differently? Okay. What if I said it again? You got a couple. You can come sit down here if you want. You can sit on this part if you want to have more space to change different ways, okay? All right, so here's the story. So when I say change, what are you going to do? Sit a different way. Thank you. All right. In those days, the emperor made a decree that everyone in the empire should be counted. This meant that everyone had to go to their hometowns to register. This was a big change for Joseph. He lived in Nazareth, but had to go to his hometown, Bethlehem. Joseph was engaged to Mary, who was expecting a baby. Their lives were definitely going to change. And they probably would have to change a lot of diapers. When Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem, they found that there was no room for them in the inn, so they had to change their plans and stay in a nearby stable. This is where the baby was born. Mary wrapped the baby in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Finally, the one the world was waiting for had come, and it changed everything. Looking back on the original Christmas past can give us hope, because no matter how bleak or dark or hopeless things can get, God's love is always at work, changing things to the good. So let's say a closing prayer. And do you remember last week how I said something and then you all sang a song, sang one line of a song with Miss Jackie? Do you remember that? Some of you were here and some of you weren't. So what song, oh, I need to give you a microphone. What song are we singing today, Miss Jackie? All right, so how about we practice it one time?
All right. I'll leave the first line, okay? And I'll sing it slower so that you can get it, okay? Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie.
Can you guys do it with her this time?
Can you do it?
All right.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie.
Okay. Closing prayer. God of hope, when we look back on the night Jesus was born.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie.
Help us remember that your love can change anything.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie.
And because of you, there is always reason for hope.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie.
Amen. 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 Well, thank you for finding the bell for me and helping me tell the story again by changing positions every time something changed.
Good morning again, and I'll introduce myself this time. My name is Dale Fryer, and the first scripture we're reading is from Isaiah, the 9th chapter, verses 2 and 6. This is a bit of my favorite hopeful scripture. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders. Our second scripture is from Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. Nearby, shepherds were living in the fields, guarding their sheep at night. The Lord's angel stood before them. The Lord's glory shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. Look, I bring good news to you, wonderful, joyous news for all people. Your Savior is born today in David's city. He is Christ the Lord. This is a sign for you. You will find a newborn baby wrapped snugly and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great assembly of the heavenly forces was with the angel, praising God, and they said, "Glory to God in heaven and on earth, peace among those whom God favors." This is the word of God.
I want to walk in the dark.
Amen. Wow. Thank you, choir. That was just so beautiful. So our dramatic reading today shows the similarities of the shepherds in our scripture today, from our scripture today, and Scrooge's shocking visit from the ghost of Christmas past.
"You fear the world too much," Scrooge's girlfriend told him gently. "All of your other hopes revolve around getting rich, not meaningful relationships."
The shepherds were watching their flocks by night.
"Just hoping the sheep will not scatter."
"Keep them calm. It's the only way to get some sleep out here."
And then
it happened.
"Don't be afraid."
Another scene from A Christmas Carol.
Scrooge climbed into his big, comfy bed,
hoping to sleep off that bit of undigested meat that had scared him out of his wits.
"Gotta just let it go."
"Find my wits, find my resolve, preserve my rational mind."
"Rise and walk with me."
"But how?"
"Let me place my hand on your heart," said the ghost of Christmas past, laying a hand upon Scrooge's heart, "and you will be able to travel with me back in time."
Please stand or sit as you are comfortable and join me in singing, "O Little Town of Bethlehem."
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep the silent stars go by. Yet in the dark street shines the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wondering love. O morning stars, together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to all on earth. How silently the wondrous gift is given. O God, imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christ.
Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Please be seated.
Good morning again. So, will you pray with me? Loving God, please be with us today so that whatever happens to be prepared or unprepared and comes from my mouth is what folks need to hear today. Please be with me as I do my best to speak the words that are needed today and that come from you. We pray this in all of your names. Amen. Thank you. So this week, I forgot my book. Dean, could you bring me my book, please? So this week, I read this chapter in The Redemption of Scrooge by Matt Rowell. And I just was blown away by this chapter 2. So if you would like to read it for yourself, because there's no way I could talk about everything that's in here, I have books available for you. If you would like to talk about the ghost of Christmas past and what that might mean to you, please join a small group because we have 3 available throughout the week. And I just had so much to say, and I knew that it was a communion Sunday, so I couldn't say it all. So I just want all of you to know that there's really great things talked about in this book about our past and how it affects our future and how it affects hope. So here's the bottom line. We all have memories. We all have a past that define us. Some change us for the negative in a negative way, and some change us in a positive way. And some remind us of who we used to be, like what happened to Scrooge. He wasn't always cold-hearted, grumpy, and greedy, although in his childhood he sometimes felt lonely. At other times in his life, he was happy. He fell in love, and he was even engaged to be married. Do our memories remind us of who we are or who we once were? As we reflect, let's think about our memory of the nativity, of the Christmas story. Oh, I forgot to do my thing. I forgot to hit my... So what's your story? Of the nativity, the Christmas story. While reading The Redemption of Scrooge, it struck me. I always knew that Jesus was born a baby, but I didn't think about it. He's a baby. And so even though many thought the Messiah would come in this grandiose way, he was a baby that needed care. He was vulnerable. God sent Jesus to us in such a vulnerable state. And he had parents. I don't know about any of you out there. I'm sure you were perfect parents, even with your first child. You never made any mistakes. But I wonder, did Joseph and Mary maybe do some things that were not perfect in Jesus' childhood? I know one story is that he was forgotten for 24 hours for a whole day, and they said, wait a minute, we left Jesus back behind. We got to go get him. Not only did the Messiah arrive in a way that we never expected, he was dependent on these people, on these parents, on human beings. Christmas reveals that God trusted humanity more than humanity has ever trusted itself. So some of our memories are very happy. Today when the bells rang, I was struck. I knew what they were going to play, but I didn't connect it. That is what my grandparents' grandfather clock rang every hour. And so that memory was so sweet to me to hear that the bells toll as my grandparents' grandfather clock. And that's a happy memory, but not all of our memories are happy. And not all of the memories from the nativity story are happy. I'm sure traveling to Bethlehem on a donkey, 9 months pregnant, was not a happy memory. And then there was no room at the inn. I'm sure that was not a happy memory, that, oh, we have to change our plans. We need to be in the stable. But then there was that happy memory of the baby's birth, of Jesus' birth. Not only was he a baby, how exciting to have a baby, but he was the Messiah. What a great memory. And Scrooge had some memories that really made him cry. As I said, he was engaged to be married. And as he became more and more cold-hearted, he pushed her away. And she eventually broke it off, as our dramatist said today. We all have unhappy memories. Maybe even unhappy memories that have shaped us. Christ died and was raised not to prevent us from grieving, but so that our brokenness would be redeemed, our faults would not define us, and our sadness would not be the end of the story. Scrooge was forced to reflect on his past because the ghost of Christmas past visited him. Advent is a time when we all can reflect, even on what the Christmas story means to us today. Life is not about our past defining us, but about how we will use our memories and our experiences in the future. How might God be calling you to use those past snapshots into the future? So today I ask, will you choose to sit and look at the candle of our life that got snuffed out by someone or something that took away our hope, our power, our agency? Or will we light it again under our own power, reignited by God's love? Maybe, just maybe, this miracle has just begun in you. God bless us, everyone.
As we enter this time of giving, I'd like to remind everyone to please place your attendance slips that Steve showed you this morning into the plate as the ushers come down the aisle. And I'd also like to let, if you are a visitor here today, I'd like to let you know that we do not expect a donation from you. We are glad you're here. In fact, you are a gift to us today. Yet we do have a strong tradition of giving, so as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us bring our tithes and offerings.
Please join me in the prayer of dedication. Generous God, and we offer our gifts. Open us to even more ways to give. We might make change and be change for the sake of the world. Amen. Please be seated.
So today we're going to interweave our prayers along with our Holy Communion liturgy. And some of you were like, what do I do? Do I turn in my slip now or do I turn it in later, right? Were some of you asking that a moment ago? And so did my ushers take out the prayers? I don't know. I'm going to look through as we collect prayers. I'm going to look to see if there's prayers in here as well. So whether you have a yellow slip or a purple slip, if you would like your prayer to be a part of our worship service today, please get them ready and our ushers will come by.
Ring out your truth, ring out your love, reverberate in our lives, Lord, come. Ring out your truth, ring out your love, reverberate in our lives, come, Lord, come.
Come, all who are haunted by past disappointments and scattered dreams. Come, you who feel burdened by the patterns set up early in life. Come, you who yearn to start anew. This is the table of redemption. This is the table of transformed lives. In this moment of silence, I invite you to silently lift up to God the dim corners of your life, of your history, of your past, that you desire to be illuminated by God's unending forgiveness and love. Will you please speak with me the prayer that Jesus taught us? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Ring out your truth, ring out your love, reverberate in our lives. Come, Lord, come.
Let us lift up the names of some places in the world that need our prayers. Yes. Yes. Other places? Yes. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Just as sure as the bells ring out in this moment is the certainty that God's truth concerning your beloved is ringing out. Your belovedness is ringing out. Know that whatever you bring before God is being redeemed, no matter how seemingly insignificant or alarmingly overwhelming. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Ring out your truth, ring out your love, reverberate in our lives. Come, Lord, come.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Almighty God, one who birthed cosmos, creation, and community. Out of your womb of life we came. When we rejected your love, you remained with us, steadfast still. You have made a covenant with us for all time. Again and again, you make good on that promise. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, 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 of power and might, heaven and earth sing your praise, alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in your name, heaven and earth sing your praise, alleluia.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Coming to us in the form of a baby, you reminded us that each one is precious. In his growing from child to adult, you reminded us that each of us can grow and change. In his ministry with the poor, sick, and oppressed, you reminded us that our true nature is compassion. In his death and resurrection, you reminded us that pain and violence and death do not have the last word. In his promise to be with us always, you remind us that it is never too late to turn the redeeming power of your love. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread. And he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup and he gave thanks to you. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again, alleluia.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and fruit of the vine. Through this meal, may our brokenness and regret be transformed to the wholeness and compassion by your Spirit, in which all things past, present, and future find their unity. Unite us, O God, for the sake of the world. We pray without ceasing until all time and space and peoples become one in your realm. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen.
Ring out your truth, ring out your love, reverberate in our lives, come, Lord, come.
As we break this bread and drink this cup, let us remember that God's love was revealed not through perfect wholeness, but through a broken body. Christ was raised not in order to spare us grief, but so that our faults would not define us and our sadness would not be the end of the story. As you come to receive the elements of communion today, we invite you to light a candle on either side here. Perhaps it will represent someone you are missing this Christmas season, a sign that their light still shines in you. Or perhaps you will light a candle to shed a light on a disappointing past experience and transform it, dispelling the fear that is its residue and reminding us that the past does not need to define us. So this morning, I will invite all of you up in a moment. We have gluten-free bread for all. We will have two stations up here, one at the end of each aisle. When you arrive, there'll be plenty of ways to receive Holy Communion today. You can either take a piece of bread and then dip it into the big cup of grape juice. We only serve grape juice here, and eat it. And you could then light a candle or kneel at the rail, whatever you decide. The other option is you come up, you take a piece of bread, and you eat that, and then you can get a little cup instead and drink that, and then place the cup in the basket, and again, light a candle or kneel and or kneel at the rail, however you feel comfortable. So if you come up this aisle, you'll come up this way and out that way. And if you're coming up this aisle, you're going to come up this aisle, and then you're going to go around and go down by the stained glass windows, okay? So could I please have my servers come forward? We're going to start there.
Please stand or sit as you are comfortable and join together in singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim. Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the infinite deity, pleased with us in flesh to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the new born King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, that we no more may die, born to raise us from the earth, born to give a second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn.
Please be seated, because we're going to listen to some awesome music in a moment. So if you haven't gotten a chain and you would like a chain to take home, each day you take one link off so that you're reminded that one thing you're going to let go of that day. And it might take all of Advent to let go of one thing, but please know these chains are available, one per family to take home or one per household. We have a potluck tonight, and or this right after church, and we have, of course, our holiday pecans and nuts. There's a little Scrooge in each of us, holding on to the fear and despair we have experienced in our lives. This week, may you be visited by a surprising hope that may invite you to let go of those things of your past that no longer serve you. And when you feel it, even if just for a fleeting moment, know the miracle has just begun in you for the sake of the whole world. May you be blessed by our God who loves you deeply, by Jesus, the true gift of God to each of us, this season and in all our days, and the Spirit who shows up just in time.
Hope for peace, child, God's stupendous sign. Down to earth, child, star of stars that shine. This year, let the day arrive when Christmas comes for everyone, everyone alive.